Yeah, I had this dream, and I usually don't dream that much, and if I do dream, I don't remember it in detail, but this one I remembered in detail. And this dream, I was working at some place. I don't know where it was. It was just a, I don't even know what kind of business it was, but this younger girl, she says, I'm going to get food. Anybody want anything? So three or four of us said, yeah. And so I wanted a cheeseburger or something, like a hamburger or something with a large drink and a fry or something like that. So three or four people ordered something. So somehow or another, we knew she was back. So I got in my car to drive. I knew she had to walk. So I said, let me just drive down there and grab my stuff and go ahead and eat it in the car so she don't have to carry it. And I ended up like in a parking lot, and she was like down the hill and walking towards the building. And so she just, somehow or another, she gave me my hamburger, and I was in the car, but my drink she didn't get, and she bought a ice cream cone, set it down in the parking lot. And the wind blew it, and so I'm walking to get my ice cream cone, even though I needed a drink. I thought, well, I need something to drink, you know. So the wind blew it, and it rolled into a laundromat. And I followed it, and it hit the ground, and it rolled into the laundromat, and it just started rolling all into the dirt and all. And so it was useless. She was in there. She didn't acknowledge anything. She didn't acknowledge I shouldn't have done that, or that was wrong, or I didn't get your drink. I don't know why I ordered that. I know you didn't order that, but I thought it. She didn't explain why she bought something I didn't even order. I've been trying to figure out, and I've been trying to figure out what that means, and I think I know what it means. I've been making an observation the last 5 years, and it doesn't matter what you do, whether you go to the dentist, to the doctor, whether you pick up somebody with rideshare, it doesn't matter if you're going through a drive-thru, it doesn't matter if you're going to Walmart, it doesn't matter what you do, going to the gas station, people do not listen, and they do not get done what you want done. In other words, they don't do what you ask them, they do what they want to do. They don't care. They don't care about getting it done right. They just do what they want to do. It's for real. It's not even a joke. This is real, people. You can say, I want two eggs over well, hash browns, toast with strawberry jelly. They're going to get some of it wrong. Even though it's easy, even though it's a simple order, they're gonna get it wrong. In a large ice water or something like that, they're gonna get it wrong. They don't listen anymore. People don't listen. It used to not be that way. They're divided. Their mind is divided. They don't care. They're in their own world. They're not. It's not about customer service anymore. It's about why should I? They're at a job being paid to serve, but then in their mind they're thinking, why should I serve you? Who do you think you are? Well, you're being paid to serve. That's why you took the job, right? But they don't think that way. And then also the mindset is, somebody hires somebody and they think they deserve that job. Instead of it being a blessing or a gift from God, and that person hired them, instead of them being thankful, they think they deserve. They think they deserve it. hired you to do a job, but you think you belong here, you deserve to be here. You think that it's your way. You've been hired to do this job this way, and they want to do it their way. And here's a good example. Somebody in the middle of the road, instead of them crossing over and acting right, they're acting all crazy. They just cut in front of people and think they break the rules, break the law, break the order. Stop in the middle of the road, just hit the slam the brakes, and they don't think they're wrong. You call them out on it, they're not wrong. They're wrong, and you call them out, you're mean. You're trying to show them their insanity, and they get mad at you because they're insane, and they're not logical, and they don't use their brain, and they think that you're the crazy one. And it's not just one person, it's rampant. I'm to the point now, if I see it in a restaurant, I'm not going to that restaurant anymore. If I see it in a business, I'm changing businesses that I deal with. I'm not going to be around it. If I see a person that has no logic and is totally, they think they're, I keep forgetting that word, entitled, entitlement. I ain't waste my time with them anymore. Don't even waste my time with them. Not even one iota of my time. I'm not even going to waste my time talking to an ignoramus. Ignoramus. Whether you argue or laugh with a foolish man, there's no rest. These people are ignorant. They're not even able to think in a logical order. They're not even able to think logically. And when it comes to coronavirus, these people will believe any lie. I knew when it came out it was a lie. And now all the news says it's a lie, and they still want to believe the lie. Dr. Fauci said, no, a mask is not going to help you. It's just a glorified flu bug, weaponized flu bug, and your body's going to fight it. Well, you're mean. You should understand. No, people, if people wanted the truth, they would find the truth. They don't want the truth, so why should I waste my time talking to people who don't want truth? They want you to believe their lies or fake reality.